last podcast in the Left Nation. What's going on there, you Zabrowski ENEX? Yeah, can't get enough, huh, you dogs? You fucking hogs? You just need your entertainment, or here I come, it's David Berkowitz. Yes, it's the son of Sam. I reject the nickname. You know that about me now, though. I found Jesus Christ. Oh, and that's how I want to start today, David's Corner. That's what we call these things, oh God. David's Corner just made me think of what my mother used to put me in the corner and be like, oh God, Mom, put me up against the corner, and I'm just sitting there alone with my thoughts. And the problem is that, when you put me up against the corner, right, and there's no TV or magazines or milk to be sucking on, I'm sitting there just staring at the corner, and then I just start thinking about the boobies, and I start thinking about the girls just jiggling, how they'll never be with me. They always choose Ted. They always choose beautiful, beautiful, model-looking Ted Bundy. Not me. Because in order to get a lady, when you look like me, I look like a human basset hound. I look like a basset hound with a yarmulke stapled to the top of it. Okay, I got blue eyes, that's nice. Like in the song, like the Who song, I got blue eyes. No one ever looks at me, because if you look like me, you gotta have a wonderful personality. And they told me, I guess apparently I don't have a very nice personality. I'm the human equivalent of a hangnail. I'm the worst man who's ever existed. I'm not charming. I don't come off easy, so I'm sitting there. I got no release. My mom's in the other room with the big swinging bubbies, and she's in there. She's stirring whatever stinky-ass thing she's got out of pot. I don't know what mothers make. It's got something that's got beans in it. It's got kraut in it. So all I know is that it's food that makes me less popular as a person. Because it's just rotten in my guts everywhere I go, and I'm sitting in there, no release. No one's touching my schmecky. No one's touched my schmecky once. And even now in jail, though, now they want it because of how soft I am and how fun I am. I'm like a human beanbag. I'm a beanbag chair. It's all they want to do. They want to stab at me with their little forks. That's a prison term for cocks in here. It's forks. They go in there and they want to stick a fork in there and say, hey, you done yet? And you're screaming and screaming because you're getting raped. And I'm just sitting in there. I'm looking at the corner and I'm getting hard. And it's difficult to get close to the corner because my mom is saying to put your nose up against the wall. But I'm getting pushed away by my tiny little schmecky. So rigid hard, and I just sitting there, oh God, why did she leave? Why did my mother leave? She's the one responsible. They say that people kill people. Guns don't kill people, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to blame my mother for killing the people that I killed. Again, that's a different me. It was a different me. So let's get back to the very beginning. Hey, hello. Welcome back to David Berkowitz's Corner. We're going to talk about sundries of the day, celebrity gossip. We're going to talk about our beloved President Trump and how God is letting them live and do great, wonderful things. I'm just so beside myself with joy. And so let's begin with the prayer from my favorite Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Oh, hey there, Jesus. I'd like you to thank you again from keeping the other men from sticking the forks in me while I'm sitting here safe within these protective jail cell bars. It's kind of nice after a while being in jail. You're so safe. I got nothing but TV. You know, I sit and I read my magazines. I got Comfortable Shoe Monthly. Oh, it's so nice because my feet are flatter than Kansas. So I need a shoe. You know, those round exercise shoes that people wear. I think they're called Skechers. Are they called Skechers? I think they like go back and forth like rocking chairs on your feet. You know what I mean? It's supposed to make your butt firm. I need them just to stand normally. My feet, my arches have fallen so far that my feet are like the McDonald's sign. I have full oval-shaped feet. Difficult to walk, so thank you so much, Jesus Christ, for putting me in this jail cell to help show me where I belong. I love the shiny toilet. I love the tiny little sink right here. That's all I need. I can go splishy splashy, and it's the kind of same way I used to wash myself in my apartment back in Forest Hills. It's so nice to be back, just sitting here hearing the other men scream in the night. At this point, it's become comforting. It's like birds. I got my Bible. Oh, love my Bible. It never leaves me. It's my American Express card. Is that dating me? Devil Evil without it. It's a bit of a, it's a joke of mine. It's the American Express. It used to have a series of commercials. I know there's some young people who listen because we've got such young fans here for Last Podcast on the Left. And I know you're listening, so it's important for you to remember there used to be a thing of you people used to say about credit cards called American Express. Don't leave home without them. And that's me with my Bible. Now, what they say is, technically, according to comedy, you're not supposed to explain a joke. Because when you explain a joke, it's what they call is dissecting the frog, which I find very, very insulting because frog is a name that I have received many times from women I've known. Okay, let's get to the news of the day. Some fun things. I'm going to give you my hot takes and my cold takes. First, here's an article. It's about food. Bowing to pressure, a Berkeley butcher shop makes a deal with vegan protesters. Now, okay, now apparently there's this thing. There's a bunch of protesters with armpit hair all in front of this butcher shop, right? Which is a good business. That's a good, normal business. You gotta learn how to minimize meat. It's important, otherwise you just got cows walking around. They need to be made into meat. That's as far as I'm concerned. And they need to be milk for that precious, precious milk. All these articles coming out saying that milk isn't good for you. But look what it did for me. It made me broad enough. Oh, I got a bit of a gas bubble in there. Bit of a gas bubble just working its way up. I need milk, right? It's what made me strong of bone and blue of eye. And it made my head broad enough to see all the women just scattering from me whenever I went. So back to this butcher shop. So all these protesters, they're out in front and they're just going, hey, oh, 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 wait, yo, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't know what protesters do. I was around in the 60s, but I had to work. I had a job to work. I was with the Postal Service. But these protesters out there trying to say that eating meat is harmful to the well-being of animals, which is like, yeah, obviously, because you got them, fucking murder them. In order just to get the meat from them. I would love it if it was like bananas from a tree. And you said big hams. Fuck, swinging from the damn trees. Okay, but this isn't the meat version of Willy Wonka. Okay, this is reality. But I guess they bowed to the pressure. And they said that not only they're going to continue to sell the meat. Because vegans are also too weak to fight for very long. But they said that they put up a sign saying, attention, animal lives are their right. Killing them is violent and unjust no matter how it's done. Which to me, and I guess is fine, but I still think it would be nicer if they were smothered to death by a big pair of tits. Now, that brings me to my next move. Boobs are back. Boobs are back. That's a big article. Oh God, here in the New York Post. We got Amber Rose. It's saying right here, I am not particularly sure when boobs left. I don't know when boobs were done, because for me, I've always been a fan. I mean, I like a tush. Of course I like a tush. You know what I mean? You got a big floppy tush, and it's walking around down a woman's got tiny ankles leading up to a... Honestly, for me, if I were going to put together the perfect woman, besides you already know, you know, like long brown hair, thin of bone, just a perfect target, sitting in a car. But the normal type of woman, if I was going to pick big, thick ankles... Anything that reminded me of my grandmother. Oh, God, it's so nice. My grandmother. I'm not going to say she sexualized being a grandmother, but I am going to say the way she'd walk around with that apron on and that big old moo-moo that went up into a hood over her head, that babushka, that would attach to her clothes. There's something about a mystery. Keeping you guessing, because you know she's got big swingers on there. And this slap of the tops of her knees, which is why just the tops of her knees were hairless. But back to the news article from the New York Post. I gotta say, that's the best newspaper of all time. They said maybe some unfair things about me, but what are you gonna do? We all grow. We all grow and we learn. So right here it says here, this is a reading straight from the New York Post with the article, boobs are back in a big way. Oh God, thank God. Stand up straight, push out your chest, and work that feminine charm as bountiful boobs are back in style. For the last year, those of us blessed with the chest have been slaves to the trend for curving our curves. Slaves to it! And I gotta say, and honestly, as the serial killer with the largest, most voluminous breasts, I really do feel, I feel the pressure off of me. I feel like I can be able to celebrate my lifestyle. Hashtag Cellulite Saturday. I feel like it's fine. Yes, of course, my nipples point down to the ground. The only person who's got a shot against me when it comes to the movie department is that goddamn bubble butt, Eddie Kumpa. You come for me. You come for me, Eddie Kumpa. I'd like to see you try to do fisticuffs with me, buddy. I'm from the streets. Forest Hill, Queens. Santa Barbara, motherfucker. Acting like he can take me on. I'm a street smart. A street smart. Now back to the article. But now you can welcome the return of the out and proud cleavage. Last week, Rihanna, wrist bursting out of her voluminous red dress at the UK premiere of Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Valerian, I thought that was a sexually transmitted disease. That's a super funny joke, David Berkowitz. You should get your own corner. The last podcast on the left with literally millions of listeners and possibly only 15 people that will listen to this transmission, but thank you. So she hiked up her lady lumps, giving the crowds an eyeful. And what a sight to behold it was. As she stood alongside co-star Cara Delevingne, who went braless under her tuxedo jacket, but she's flappy, she's flat. The pair were a perfect illustration of the contrasting camps. And I thank Rihanna for reigniting our love of boobs, because what's a girl to do with an ample-sized chest? I don't know. She can't strap those puppies down in order to disguise her feminine curves, even though fashion has favored the flat-chested in recent times. Never me. That was never me. Oh, our wonderful President Trump. Oh, the president, no one likes a pair of tits better. And I gotta say, I am so happy that he set this executive order making boobs back in a big way. I think it's brave. And I think him with the true clarity of sight of Jesus Christ, who, yes, may have been a famous homosexual due to his proclivity of hanging out with just men alone in the desert. But you know for a fact, if he saw a nice, wonderful set of nanus, which is what I call when breasts are on an older woman and they're very large and still up and tight, then you know he'd come and he'd give them a wink, and then there wouldn't be milk in there, it would be wine. Now, oh, God. See, the perky little bosoms of supermodels such as Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid have reigned supreme as they have been smugly paraded around bralettes in a way that only the small-breasted can. Wow. And sales of bralettes are sore thanks to a trend for subtle cleavage between unbuttoned shirts. I gotta say, I am, honestly, I just ejaculated. Just sitting and reading about this, because it's been so long since anybody's been with me. I don't get any letters. I don't get any sort of attention whatsoever. Everybody, I think, assumes that I'm some sort of confident man. And people are afraid to approach me because of my attitude. Like a supermodel at a party, which we always hear Halle Berry always saying, oh, I'm single, no one wants to date me. And I guess people think the same thing about me. They're super intimidated by my stature, by the way I live, by the company I keep. Me and Sirhan Sirhan, he is still very angry at the Kennedys. He is still upset. And I gotta say, now that I've expended myself, I feel ashamed at the things I've said. It's sort of like when you're watching pornography and after you ejaculate and you're just sitting there being like, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's mother. You know, a lot of the time she's somebody's mother. Okay, we're going to get on to another story here just because I can't even handle. My mishmagiggy is carving my name into the bottom of the sink here. Okay, here we go. Internet freaks over 19th century books featuring boy named Baron Trump. Oh, Baron Trump. I have to say, the one thing that Baron achieved and received from his wonderful father is his looks. He is the handsomest kid. He's going to be the most handsome kid to ever murder a staff member of the White House and get away with it because of his last name. I am so excited for him. Oh, it's just, this is a boring story. Oh, God, here's a good one here. London's strangest museum displays Amy Winehouse's poop. No one ever wants to. Oh, no one's going to display my poop. You ain't got a fish tank big enough. And that sounds like a joke. But honestly, I have got, you could put me up against anybody else. Maybe Louis Anderson, maybe the bubble butt Eddie Kemper. I'm saying you can get anybody out there. And I'm going to put it right here. Money on the line. $20 says I can shit more volume than anybody else in the world, except maybe our glorious president, President Trump. I'm a big one. Sometimes when I duke, it's like I go down a shoe size. I have never seen, no one's had so much of it. I gotta believe that for a fact. I honestly think that if I heard of it, I would have heard of it by now. If someone had a bigger volume of duke than I can shit in a 17-inch log in one go. And I've had time to do it here. You know what I mean? So, yes, I don't know how we got Amy Winehouse's poop. It's this man named Victor Wind. And it's a Victor Wind's Museum of Curiosities or some bullshit in London. And it's got a whole bunch of, like, it's got penises in it. It's got a whole bunch of weird, like, kind of stuff. He got condoms from the Rolling Stones. Whoa. Oh, baby. Mick Jagger. They have a whole song about his dance moves. But I honestly think it's more like he had a whole career about his dance moves. I don't understand. They talk about the moves like Jagger, but it's more like the career like Jagger, the singing voice like Jagger. That guy is absolutely incredible. But he got his condoms there, which are noticeably very small. He's British, though, so they're built different. They're built different than us strapping Americans. Oh, God, you better believe. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. So they got here. He says that he took her poop from a hotel room that he was in. Ooh, that is unsanitary. Honestly, even just the idea of it gives me kind of hives all over me. The idea of climbing into, oh, it's like, oh, God, like being at the bottom of a porta potty in a Six Flags. Can you imagine just going through a bunch of duke lumps just to kind of, and you smell them, you're like, oh, this one smells like a Singer's? Is that what you do? I actually don't even think that is what he did. They don't really explain it. I think maybe it's a lie. Like, he's trying to get people in there. And that's unfair, because that's a false advertising, because I would be like, let me taste it. Okay, well, that's Amy Whitehouse's poop, huh? Oh, he's gonna come to me? I'm from Forest Hills. All right, I got street training, okay? I can tell which poop is poop. I go in there, let me get in there. Looking at it. You know, I'd be like, oh, falsified. Falsified, this is yours. And then he's like, oh, I'm British, and oh, I tricked you again, like the Trojan horse. I'm not sure if that's accurate history. I think that's what they did. There's something with the Tea Party. I don't know. This is just my corner. You know what I mean? So thank you guys for joining me today. I feel like we all learned a lot. We all did a lot today. I'm boobs are back. My boobs have never left. You know what I'd also say too is that what I'd like to see come back is back fat. Because my life is that, honestly, I'm courting more. I'm a C cup in front, but I am a double D in the back. I have full wings of fat in the back of my body. And I look like Linda Blair walking down the street. You'd think if I wore a cocktail dress, I have better cleavage between my shoulder blades than I have in the front of me. I feel like there's got to be an acceptance movement about the back fat. It's happening and it's real because I've seen it. I'm in jail. I want to say that where I am right now in upstate New York, I want to say that the back fat I'm seeing here is pretty primo. This is ground zero for back fat. So we learned about that. We learned about Amy Winehouse's poop. R.I.P. Oh, God, what a voice on her. What a voice and what a hairstyle. It reminds me of my time period when I was out there, a bit banana popping, walking down the street, just flipping my coin, going, hey there, mister, hey there, mister, let me be your friend. No one accepted me. My mom is the reason why people are dead today, and society, Forest Hills, Queens itself, is to blame, because no one wanted to be my friend. No one wanted to play jacks with me. You don't want to play kick the can with me? I'm a fun guy. I'm a cool guy. We learned about that. And we also learned about Baron Trump. I guess it made an appearance in 19th century. God knows whatever. And again, good luck to Baron Trump. If only he survives to the age of 18. When he gets to become the new king of America, when Donald Trump dies, I will accept him, and I hope that he allows me to be some sort of commissioner of, I don't know, of schmageggies, of gewiltefish. I'll go out there, and I'm very good. I'm very responsible. I'm a very good public speaker. I talk like this, and everybody loves it. I can do that all day fucking long, as you can see. Well, welcome to David Berkowitz Corner, Son of Sam Corner. I reject the name, Son of Sam, but just like, again, thank you, Jesus Christ, for giving me one extra day on this planet. Oh, you Jesus Christ is doing good. And I'll be back here next week with more bullshit. If you got stories you want me to read about, or things you want me to comment on, or you got bullshit for me to say, or letters you want me to read at you, I mean, questions you want to ask, I'm here. I am incarcerated, so I literally have nothing but time.